Well, our team, they're back in the top grade again, after being off the scene this past year. Under guidance from furniture and training with Burke, the top table silver is here. It took two games to claim it, the first one was gone, to the Houdini comeback reprieve them, where they sported and played, showing courage and dare, to show Anna down all wasn't theirs. Yes, they sported and played with great courage and dare, and in turn won everyone's praise. That first game in my column we'll never forget, as the rain it poured down from the skies. With 2-4 to no score and the first quarter gone, the Anna Down hopes were sky high. But the lads kept on working to peg back 4 pints, with Kyo and Big Voice scoring great ones. And the half-time warm cup, Kerry no sure enough, has achieved great revivals before. And the words that were said from the three at the head can't be printed on paper for sure. Anna Down took the field as supporters that cheered, showed that this was a game they would win. And a pint early on seemed to put them on song, as our lads tried to rally again. Marley urging the backs proved there'd be no more cracks, as our midfield and forwards got going. And the score of the game was a joy when it came, as quick passing was at its best yet. And when in Gigan stole to crack home a great goal, on this day they would just not be bet. That second chance gained from all players hard earned gave supporters a joy hard to find. Kevin Clancy's display, being top man on the day, with Canavan and Vice close behind. Francis Kine rang them tired, Bosco's probing inspired, Gillespie punishing fouls with free taking. And the quick moving Burke with their backs overwork, as they tried to contain the front lines. Bob and Finbar were tough, Sonny wouldn't give up, they were all playing the game of their lives. To my Cullen again, the replay far to win, Hero Gabriel was injured and out. Harry Welsh, newlywed, fully fit experts said, took the field to much banter and shout. Anna Down they did say, this was surely their day, 10 pints slipped from the previous encounter. But the boys from the west were well geared for the test, such a start would not happen this time. They were raring to go and get on with the show, and put up Durard up with the prime. Sticking to the advice, get the ball fast to Boyce, it was over the bar in a blink. And from Frankie at speed, Boyce repeated the deed, things were going so well, we did think. But then Finbar's own law to a bad skull and jaw from an earlier and punished misdemeanor. We were down to 14, but through grit it was seen Connor Gibney and Canavan on form. Martin Healy and Burke doing such Trojan work, Harry helped to calm down the storm. When the last whistle blew, we had won it by two, and we all gave a sigh of relief. Marley lifted the cup, and he praised all who stood up against such odds, 'twas hard to believe. Praise to subs and selectors, supporters and all, who follow this team on its travels. And my next song I tip will be the next championship, and I hope I can start writing fast. Yes, we all hope this team can continue full steam and return 38 to the past.